The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. For most of you, this is a snow day. But for some folks, it's not so good because they can't get out of where they are to get here for the show. So what I'm going to do in this next half hour is play a little bit of a rebroadcast from an earlier date with our friends from Emerald Coast Coins. I believe this is an interview with Stephanie Dotson. So enjoy the interview. Yes, you'll hear a couple things are a little outdated, but some of the information also is really great. So tune in, and then at 10:30, we're going to go live after the news and bring you some more updates on traffic and closures and that kind of thing. But for right now, please welcome Stephanie Dotson and Emerald Coast Coins to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have my friend here from Emerald Coast Coins. This is Stephanie Dotson. Good morning, Stephanie. I'm so glad you're here.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much.
So how are you? What's been going on?
Oh,
a lot's been happening.
Work's been crazy, and like life's been amazing. So we're just gearing up for the holiday season with everything at the store.
I would imagine this is a busy time, right?
This is a busy time. Gold and silver they're still okay. Like gold and silver got up a little high. Like gold got to like $2,700, and it's finally come back down a little bit.
Okay, so is it expected to go down again, or where are you with all that?
I don't think it's going to change drastically. This is just an opinion because, you know, if I was an expert and knew what was going to happen, I would be at Disney World spending money.
True. This is true.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of settled around the $2,500 mark, like $2,570-ish right now. I don't think it's going to go crazy down. I think it'll rebound back to $2,700? Possibly.
Okay.
It kind of ebbs and flows with the seasons too. So we'll just see. I think it'll probably stay this like this probably throughout the holidays. That's just an opinion. I don't know because I'm not like a genius or anything.
Well, you know a lot more about it than I do. I'm telling you that right now.
It's just opinions on what like from years past what I feel happens. Like it kind of goes down and then it'll go back up. You know. January, February.
Okay, so let's say I wanted to, as a gift,
yes.
give someone some coins or something like that. Is it, because I'm going to confess, I have limited knowledge about this. So do I come in and say, hey, I'm going to get some antique coins just for the novelty of it? Or is it a good gift to give someone a coin investment? I mean.
But either, both.
Right?
I will have people come in and they're just like, you know, it's the holidays and I'm trying to figure out what to get my person. I know they like coins, mm-hmm. but I don't know what to get. So then I ask questions. I correlate things a lot to movies. And we kind of talked about that last time I was here, like Tombstone or Harry Potter movies or whatever.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, those are great. That's like a stocking stuffer kind of
yes.
thing, right?
So like, you know, some people are like, I want an older coin. And so we'll start looking at the older coins. And then maybe if like their birthday is in correlation, like 100 years difference, like find a coin that's 100 years older than them.
Ooh.
That's always a cool gift.
Oh, I love that idea.
And then it still has the collectability or the silver value, whatever the case may be.
You know, it might be cute too, is an anniversary coin.
Yes, definitely.
So, like with my parents would be in the 1940s or something.
Yes.
Like, you know.
It's that easy. You just start talking about it and figuring it out.
And I love that idea.
You just start pulling things and you guys figure it out together.
Birthday coins for sure.
Birthday coins for sure. Birth year coins. You know, we can do pretty much all of it. I won't say everything, but we can figure out a lot of stuff.
But if I wanted to do, so if I wanted to buy gold.
Yes.
So how does that work?
So everything in the store is going to have a price over whatever the market price is right now. So like I said, gold's at $2,572-ish. So gold, depending on which kind of gold you get, will have a value over that. And we have coins that are really small. It's called like 2 pesos, just an old Mexican gold coin. And
uh-huh.
that might be a little over $100. So like you're like, I just want to spend $100, but I want to get them gold. I don't want to get a bar.
Right.
Like I want something that's going to be unique. You know, and be like, well, this is cool. Like, check this out. You know, this is what they
use. My mother had a gold peso necklace.
See?
That was I remember. I hadn't thought of that in years.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah. But it's beautiful.
They're
and
so
last,
amazing.
Of course.
I was which we were talking before the show, I went and saw Taylor Swift.
Okay, say it again, a little louder.
I went and saw Taylor Swift.
Okay, really, I'm jealous. I'm not going to use the hate word, but you got to tell me. Okay, we're going to digress for a minute to talk about Taylor. How was it?
My gosh, it was so amazing. My bestie bought the tickets, so I paid for the hotel. I have never seen that many people in my life at a concert. Like, I go to concerts and there's usually a lot of people, but like the Taylor Swift concert is like something different. And I'm a concert person. I like the experience of concerts.
Right.
I love
music. Me too. I love music and I love live concerts.
Yes. So I was just like taking it all in.
And the energy, from what I've heard, is through the roof.
It shook. Like the building shook.
Isn't it amazing that one person can have that impact?
It's great.
Yeah.
I love
it. And with the girls, seeing the young girls, just so happy. And
Oh my gosh. I love it all.
That sounds like so much fun. So did you dance?
Did
you wear your bracelets?
I wore bracelets. I definitely wore bracelets. We traded bracelets. It was so cute.
Very good.
I danced a little bit. Yeah. So.
Well, I know it's a lot of the younger girls, but I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of my friends that are very young at heart.
Yes.
So everybody goes down a few years when they go to a concert.
Definitely. Definitely. So, yep, we were there. So while we were there, we were probably like in CVS or something picking up some necessities. And I saw a lady who had an actual gold coin on her necklace. And it was so great. It was a $2.50 Indian. And she was so super excited that I like realized what it was. And it was a friend had given it to her. So it was so cool. And she was like, how did you know that? And I was like, well, I work at a store in Pensacola and that's my job. And I just thought it was super awesome. So that part was super amazing.
Okay, so I had someone call. Someone's ringing a phone call.
No, I got it. You're good. I was stretching it.
All right. He's actually calling about the traffic. So I was just saying you can go to our website at newsradio.com and you can find out exactly where the closings are. So.
Yes. You guys shared that this morning, which was very helpful. So I was like, I could stretch this out a little bit.
No, you're doing great. You're doing
great. But that's been helpful. Sidetracked to that. That's been super helpful having y'all post like which ones are actually closing.
Yes, it's been a little crazy for sure.
It's been so crazy. I live in Milton, so I don't have to deal with that. Thank goodness.
So your shop is on Creighton Road.
It is on Creighton Road. So we're going to kind of segue back to that those closings in a second. It's on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road. I had a customer come in right before close last night.
Uh-huh.
It took her an hour to get to me. From 29, where the Walmart is, because
of the
road closings.
Wow.
And she was like, it should, you know, it's over just 15 minutes away at Tops.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, the traffic was horrendous. She's like, I left an hour ago to try and get here. And she's like, I didn't think it would take that long. It took her an hour because of all these road closings that everybody's thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, we'll talk about more exciting things like gold.
Oh my gosh, yeah, gold. And she brought me in. So we've been going through her coin collection, and she brought me in some silver coins and some old pennies. We look at it all. So we definitely, you know, the gold stuff is awesome, but we'll look at all the collections too and try and help figure out. We have a little, I call it a cheat sheet, mm-hmm. of like the best date coins to look for.
Oh,
and it goes from, it starts from
what
pennies,
are those
best date pennies, and goes all the way up to gold coins, old gold coins.
Okay, well, I know I have some Kennedy half dollars from the 60s.
Those are silver. They'll either
silver,
be 40%. One of 64 is the only one that's 90%. The ones from 65 to 70 will have 40% silver in them.
That's so interesting.
So like where the 1964 one will be worth around $10.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are 40% will be around $3.50.
Huh, okay.
Just so, like, price difference-wise.
So the coins today are not?
They are not silver. The only way you get silver coins today is if you were to buy, like, a silver proof set that the Mint puts out every year.
That'd be a good present.
Birth year sets, they are very expensive this year. They've gone up every year for the past few years. They're, like, $170. But they're silver, so you're always going to have that silver value in those. At the minimum, but they're very expensive.
I'm talking this morning with Stephanie Dodson on the Pensacola Expert Panel at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620. She is our coins expert in the house right now.
Best.
And now is the time to do a little shopping for the holidays. So.
Definitely. I do have a customer. He calls me every day and gets the gold
really?
And silver prices. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the sweetest.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool.
His name is Kevin, and he calls me me every day.
Oh my goodness. Yep. Okay.
He's the best. But I like going back to holiday stuff, like I'll have some people that'll buy gold for their family members. It's all, you know, just depends on, we can usually find something, whatever your price range is, mm-hmm. we can generally find something to help. And I think gold, silver, collectible coins, whether it be half dollars, pennies, whatever, you know, there's going to be something there for everybody. And if it's a young person, it gets them into collecting. Mm-hmm. It might just, you know, trigger that little collector's bug.
I had the quarters when they did the presidential, whole quarters collection.
Yep, the states. Parks and the states. States. Yep.
Yes, I actually have those. Yeah. I'm not sure what to do with them, but I did actually collect. It was kind of fun. They minted each one that came out for every state in the country.
They sure did. It's super fun to collect. They're not. Probably maybe someday they might be worth something.
I don't suspect that they have value, but it was kind of fun at the time.
Yeah, it got everybody looking.
And it was unique.
Yes.
It was very unique.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So with the W Mint quarters, they did those. So, you know, quarters will have a P for Philadelphia, D for Denver.
Oh, thank you for touching on that. Yep. Because I've always wondered about that.
Yes.
So explain that. They're like little P, W. Yep. That's where they're minted?
That's where they're minted. P for Philadelphia, D for Denver. In 2019 and 2020, they put some W's on quarters for West Point.
Huh.
And the only way you could get those quarters was in change. And they limited for each of the quarters. I think there's five quarters they only put out like 2 million of each quarter with the W's on them. So they're unique.
Yeah,
and rare.
I guess so.
Now, are they super expensive? No, they're like between $3 and $10, depending.
Mm-hmm.
But people are still finding them in their change.
Oh gosh, that's pretty neat.
So I love.
Oh, now here I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna dump
look
out
at
my purse.
I know you're
all
gonna be like, I need
the bottom.
I look at my quarters. I make my boys look at their quarters, and I look for like silver, which during the last time silver and gold got really high back in 2010,
right?
Everybody was roll hunting, so they would go to the bank and get like $500 box of half dollars or whatever, and they would look for the silver half dollars.
I get you. Roll hunting.
Yep.
The roll. Okay,
yep,
the I got roll, you.
Yep,
took me
the
a second.
Of,
took me
okay.
a second. Oh, that's interesting.
It's so much fun. Like, and in a million years, I never thought I'd be like talking about coins the way I am now. Like when mm-hmm. I first started working for Dad, I was just like, I need a job different than the job I have. I can learn it. It's fine. And he was like, we'll see.
Right.
We'll give it a try. I don't know about this.
But, you know, I love it when people have passion.
Yeah.
About something. It doesn't matter whether it's stamps, coins, theater, arts, whatever.
It
doesn't matter because your eyes, I wish y'all could see her here in the studio. Stephanie's eyes, when she started talking about the rolling of the court, hunting, her eyes, look at it, their eyes just light up.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Because it's exciting to see people's excitement about things. Now, does the internet put out a lot of false information? Yeah, you know it does. But that's why your coin dealers or your coin collector stores are essential.
Well, that's something that we talked about a little bit about last time, because you're part of the Numismatic Society,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, because I think sometimes people confuse a store like yours with just a pawn shop.
Yes.
Now, explain the difference. I mean, it's totally different.
It
and
is
you
a lot
are
different.
Certified, and there's some things that people need to know if they're thinking about, and if they're thinking about like letting go of some of their gold jewelry, perhaps, or they've had an estate situation, they should come to you versus like a shop, right?
Yeah. So we're different in a few different ways. One, so the first thing we're the same is we all have to do paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to do paperwork for the police department. It's called Leads Online. It's a nationwide program. And so that's why we ask people to come in before 4 o'clock, because we have to figure out what the jewelry is and do paperwork for the police department. We have different holds, I think, than the pawn shop does. And typically, I will say typically we pay more. Is that always the case? I don't know. Most people come back when
right.
they go. Our thing from the beginning has been, you know, check around, you know, don't just take one person's opinion.
Well, it's your credibility. You're credible.
Yes.
I mean, that's the difference.
That's true too. Yeah. So we always help get other, you know, go get other opinions. It's like, that's what we're here for. We're here to educate, tell you what we can pay for something, and give you the knowledge of information that you need to decide what to do with your piece of jewelry or coins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Most people come back, you know, not everybody, but that's fine. Like sometimes they sell to a private person or, you know, whatever. And even then, if they sell to a private person, like if they have like an engagement ring, you know, we buy engagement rings. our prices are way different than like when you buy it at the jewelry store.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm just going to give you the information and then we're going to use me as a starting off point. And they're like, okay, like, thank you for your honesty. And I'm like, that's what I'm here for.
Well, but that's so great and unusual these days.
It is. Yeah. You know,
and so much, but we get kind of lazy about going online and looking up stuff.
It's just easier. I know.
Personally, I would rather go to someone like you who has that expertise, who has the eye for it.
Yeah.
And knows every day what the prices are and what's good and the quality and that kind of thing. You can't get that online.
You can't get that online. And that's what I think a lot of people enjoy and respect, I guess, from us, is that we are just like this is what it is. And, you know, yes, you have great coins, or, oh, dang, I'm sorry. Like, we missed the mark this time. I'm sorry to be the soul crusher today.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But we try. We try and educate. And so then they come back and like, okay, I think I found something this time. I'm like, okay, well, let's look. And sometimes they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so like, we get so excited for them when they're like hunting for like their errors or like silver or whatever, like whether it be coins or jewelry, if they're metal detecting and fine jewelry, like I get so excited for them when they come back with their stuff. And I'm like, you did, like you found it.
Yay. Well, it's a treasure hunt.
It is a treasure hunt.
Right? It's a treasure hunt.
And that's how the whole store started, with my dad and his friend was metal detecting. They're like,
how long ago was that?
22 years ago.
And okay, you got to tell the story.
So they were metal detecting and, you know, they're just buds that like to metal detect all the time. And, they were, I don't know, even know how they got on the whole conversation of it. They were like, we should open a store and do coins, because they both liked it. So they started off at the flea market, and then they were like, let's move to like a brick and mortar. So then they got, we were first over near CC's Pizza. So they rented over there, and it just blossomed from there to where we are now.
That's amazing.
He sold it to Dad, you know, a few years ago, but like quite a few years ago, but we've just taken off ever since.
So now tell us about your hours when you're open so people know.
Oh, yes. So we are open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. We don't take jewelry after, you know, 4 o'clock. So you'd have to get in before that 4 o'clock hour. Holidays, you know, like Thanksgiving will be closed. Christmas will be closed. Mm-hmm. I try to post, if not on Facebook, like I try to adjust our hours on the Google form.
So you do have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page.
Good. So that's more up to date.
That's definitely more up to date. Like our regular EmeraldCoastCoins.com is informational.
Sure.
So okay. It's not going to have, like, it's just going to have our typical hours on there. I can't go in and adjust that every time. But
right.
But Google I can.
Okay.
And Facebook I can.
Okay. That's good.
So, and you can always call us. It's like 850-473-1515 and ask us so many questions. And you can message me on Facebook and ask me questions, which, you know, I don't always respond to it right away because, you know, we're busy. But
right.
I will eventually get to it.
So what is probably, like, I think we talked about this a little last time, but what is your favorite? What is the one thing that you've been looking for, Stephanie, for all these years?
I got the coin I was looking for.
You
It was the Athenian owl. It's an ancient coin. It's a tetradrachma, I think is how you say it.
Went back up.
Yep.
back up.
I think I said it right. It's a drachma.
And an Athenian coin?
It's
what does that mean?
It's called Athenian owl. So it's got Athena on one side, the goddess Athena, and it's got her owl on the other side.
Where was that minted? In Greece?
In Rome.
Rome?
Yes, over Italy there.
Oh, wow. So how old is that
coin? So it's a 400 to 449 BC coin.
What?
That's my favorite. So I begged my dad for years.
How did you even find that?
So there, and I can't think of the guy's name. He was like just the best at getting these coins and collecting these coins. And so my dad bought some from our distributor who had gotten some from him.
Wow.
And they're plentiful. Like, you know, it's not an inexpensive coin. It's still relatively expensive, but still for how old it is, you know, $600 to $1,000, which is expensive. I get it.
I didn't even know you could find a coin like that.
Some of them are way more expensive than this coin because they made a lot of it, kind of like quarters almost, but you know, like they just made a lot.
Huh.
That's my favorite. So I begged my dad for years, and finally one Christmas, he gave it to me, and I about passed out. I was like,
oh gosh, that's so
and
great.
Everybody knew except me, and I was like,
Oh, stop it. Oh, that's so great. Well, how do you know if you had a coin like that or stumbled on a coin? I know around here still, they're still finding Civil War coins. I mean, Pensacola been here a long time, since the 1700s.
It sure
so
has.
I would imagine. How do you, if someone brought you a coin, let's say that they discovered through a metal detector on the beach or somewhere else in town, how do you make that prove that it's authentic is the word I'm looking for.
So there's a couple of things. One, I go to my brother a lot for these things because he's really great at picking out the not real coins. good at it, but he's way better. It's a look of it. We also have a machine. It's called an XRF machine, so we can scan it to see if it's silver or gold or whatever. I mean, I haven't had people find really gold coins on the beach or whatever, but silver or whatever. So it'll tell us what metals are in there. And it's mostly just a look.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, the Civil War coins, there's definitely places you're not allowed to metal detect around here. Like, you can't go to Fort Pickens. You can't go to the national, you know, seashores or anything like that.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Not supposed to metal detect downtown Seville.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. They just have an understanding, I think, is how it is. I'm not a metal detector person, so I'm not totally in the know of all that. But but if you're out and about, like, on your own property, like, people have property, like you're saying, that's been here for generations.
Right.
So if you're metal detecting on your property, you're probably going to find something.
Interesting.
Which is cool.
Which makes me think of, this is a little off the topic, but also I've noticed TV ads now for coins for the holidays and all that kind of stuff. How do you figure out what's a scam, what's real, what, I mean, because see them all the time, and for some reason, now, of course.
Now it's a lot more.
A lot more.
So
help us out here.
You'll see the famous actor or anybody on there, and you're like, well, he's an actor, and he's telling me all this stuff. It's probably true. It falls back onto research.
Right.
Research. You can get prices from them, but check locally, because 99.9% of the time, it's going to be, you're going to see that they're wanting to charge you a lot more. I had a customer who bought stuff from a TV show years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought it in to sell it to me, my price was barely what she paid for. And they should have gotten more money considering where gold prices were at the time.
Oh my goodness.
So like where gold prices were then and where gold prices are now, they should have been making money and they weren't.
Oh gosh. So how do you know it's a scam? What are some telltale signs?
That's hard to say what the telltale signs are. I won't necessarily call it scam per se. I would just say they're definitely don't always have everybody's best interest at heart, because they're still selling you authentic stuff.
Right.
They're just selling it for way, way more
than it really
should be.
So that's something folks can count on when they come see you.
Yes. Like get the prices from us. Get the prices from, again, I fall back to the local stuff. I know I talk about, we keep it on me because it's the Emerald Coast Coin Show, but there's local stores that you can call and get information from.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're New Orleans or, Alabama or wherever, there's a local store somewhere you can call and get information from about coins and what their prices are.
Well, I love talking to you because, as a friend of mine says, you have a plethora of information.
That's one of my favorite words.
It's one of my favorite words, too. A plethora of coin information.
That and gaggle.
Gaggle. Now, I haven't thought about that one in a while. Well, that's a gaggle of geese, right?
Yes.
Oh, see? Okay, that education's paying off.
See, it does.
Okay, so Stephanie did say to me that it was National Pickle Day today.
It is National Pickle Day.
So what's your favorite pickle?
Oh, a good old dill pickle. Those are my favorites.
Bread and butter are mine.
My mom likes bread and butter, too. I do not like bread and butter. Have you ever had, like, a pickle and peanut butter sandwich that everybody always talks about?
I gagged.
I know, right?
It sounds awful.
I'm not brave enough to try it.
I
will try, though? A pickleback, which is...
What's that?
It's a shot of Jameson and a shot of pickle juice.
No, I haven't done that one yet, no.
That's way fun.
Okay, then. Once you did that, then you could eat the peanut
that's
butter and
it.
Pickle. See, that's the only way. You got to do the pickleback first.
Probably.
Probably.
I'm not brave enough to try it yet.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You've been listening to a rebroadcast of an interview I did a couple of months ago, actually, with Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. Unfortunately, Stephanie wasn't able to make it in this morning due to the weather.